This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Love the 80s? Then you'll love Virgin Radio 80s Plus.
Love Chris Evans. Love the 80s.
Over on Virgin Radio
80s Plus.
Have you ever wondered how two household name comedians who are married react to and rate everyday life? It turns out it's hilarious. Their podcast, How Was It For You, is available now with new episodes every Wednesday. So please welcome comedy's power couple, Rachel Paris and Marcus Brigstocke.
Hello.
Hello,
comedy's power couple.
That's us. Boom.
How are you, Rachel?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I'm enjoying sitting at this desk that you've put me at. It feels like school.
I haven't put you there, but we can set an exam for you if you like.
Yes, yeah. Please. That would make me comfortable.
You sat in Marcus's chair a couple of weeks ago, didn't you? Marcus, I don't know how come you've bagged that.
Prefer Rachel over there.
All right.
A little bit of distance.
Yeah. Okay, no one puts Rachel in the corner apart from the people who set the tables out in our studio. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thanks, mate.
All right, they're part of the podcast gang.
Yeah.
How did it happen? Whose idea was it? How long has it been in the pipeline?
Well, we should have done this a really long time ago. All through the pandemic, we got really busy. We could only do shows online and we did tons together.
Well done.
And people really loved it. But then when it ended, we were so hungry to get back out into gigging.
Yes.
We sort of just left all that behind and went, right, let's go out gigging. And now we've come back to what we were doing, really.
So, yeah, kind of doing like this Tuesday nightclub thing that over lockdown we were practicing. It was like a podcast, but it was on Zoom, and we did that for a year, and we learnt how to do a podcast together and then failed to do a podcast. Yeah,
exactly. That's right, by not doing a podcast when everybody else was. Actually, Jimmy Carr didn't do one. He wrote a book and YouTube, but everybody else did. It's just you and him.
Exactly.
He's on tomorrow, so we can revisit this conversation.
We held out for as long as we could.
So Jeremy Paxman makes a very quick appearance, doesn't he? Straight off the bat,
Paxman
straight out of the gate.
Come on,
tell us about that.
Well, I was asked to interview Jeremy Paxman, which is the kind of thing. Have you interviewed him?
No.
So it's the kind of thing you go, obviously not. No, of course I'm not going to interview Paxman. No way. And then I thought, no, that's much too delicious to say no to.
Yeah.
And so I did. And his book was really fabulous. It was amazing. And the interview was going great. And then it's like half an hour in, wasn't it? And he leant back in his chair and just out of nowhere went, "You're not wearing any socks." Just out of nowhere. And I could see that look in his eye where he turns combative.
Mm.
And I had to just call him out on it and go, "What are you doing? Why are you doing this?"
Had he got to an emotional point?
No, he wasn't trying to avoid anything. He was bored. I'd bored him, Chris. Yeah, which is fair.
But that's because
he's cleverer than me.
He's on the news like 7-minute interview schedule, isn't he?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, he wanted the interview. It was his book. You were doing him a favour. This was in front of a live audience, wasn't it?
In front of a huge audience of about 1,500 people.
Where was it?
At the Hay Literary Festival.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I was wearing socks, which I kept insisting on. He just couldn't see them.
You weren't wearing socks. You were wearing those silly things that claim to be socks.
Sockettes. Yeah,
yes. Over to you, Rachel.
What about Jeremy Paxman?
about the socks first of all. Then we'll get to Paxman and we'll get...
I've got tiny little socks or socklets.
What's going on with it? So what's going on with your hubby
it's
and
not
sock?
Enough sock.
Oh, no, you now, I will say this, you're a big fan of the Uniqlo, other brands
Uniqlo
are available.
Sock.
He loves...
Do they sponsor the podcast?
Oof, not yet.
No, not yet.
This is a weird thing. We're actually... The podcast puts us in the world of influencers, in that we're going, we like these things.
Yes.
We're not so sure about these things. But we are actively trying to avoid getting stuff for free.
Why?
Well, because I don't know, actually. I'm not sure.
You did the other day, you did say we were talking about macaroni cheese and you were talking about the Charlie Bigham's macaroni cheese. And you said, if Charlie Bigham's listening, as I'm sure he is, please don't go sending us macaroni free meals.
Oh, that's the dumb thing about monkeys, though, isn't it?
I was like, why are you saying this, Marcus? Yeah. Like,
well, I'm saying at the moment because I'm on a diet. So at the moment, don't send us any.
But that's the no makeup makeup look, isn't it? Don't send us all these things by tomorrow, please.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, maybe this is now where I will we're getting be. To the heart of why we started the podcast.
Right, now, do you have a Paxman link?
No, not really. I've served him in a shop. I used to work in a music shop.
Well, that's a link, isn't it?
And I served him, and he was... Yeah. But I did do this on the podcast, and I think they edited it out.
That's why I'm asking you, to be honest.
I thought I had a story.
They didn't edit it out.
And the story was simply that he was taller than I expected. Yeah,
I like that. See, he was shorter than I expected.
Really?
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
He has the stature of a very tall man. A very tall man.
Right, Leeds, because we're talking about Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney today because they didn't pitch up for Wrexham's promotion over the weekend because they didn't think it was going to happen this weekend, but it did because spookily loads of teams lost and Wrexham won by six. Yeah. And they have Netflix Welcome to Wrexham going on. I think you're subconsciously pitching for Welcome to Leeds as well, aren't you?
Yeah, big time.
Leeds gets so many mentions in all the episodes of your podcast.
It does get mentioned a lot, doesn't it? It's like we spend half our time in Leeds. I suppose we do have a few connections to Leeds, but...
Well, I spent loads of time in Leeds because I was going up every week to do Steph's Packed Lunch, which was fab. It was really fun. And I was up there in Leeds and about to go through what I'd call an alleyway.
Yeah.
And I call a jitty.
A jitty in Leicester.
Yeah.
Have you got a word for it?
Well, I know what they call them.
Ginnel?
They call them a ginnel,
don't they? A ginnel. Yeah, I was going through a ginnel. There was a bloke passing... across the end, and he sort of hid, and I thought, oh, this looks very sinister, and I thought, I'll keep going, and I sort of puffed myself up a tiny bit, went full Paxman, and then he jumped out and went, welcome to Leeds! it was stunning, and then said, have a great day, mate, and off he went. That is Leeds.
But you now keep saying it, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. And now when I go to Leeds, other people have started saying it to me.
All right. Let's talk about the diet. So you are of an age, you're the big 5-0, congratulations.
Yeah,
what did you do for your birthday?
Oh, we had a really big do, actually.
Yeah.
Had a big old do.
Nice.
Yeah. Rachel's got 40, can I say? 40 coming up any minute. We're having another big old do.
I think you mentioned it on the show last time you were on.
Just had loads of people around and had a tower of cheese, which now...
It's all about the cheese, man.
Yeah. Well, speaking...
You know that thing where when you're young, when you say that you like anything once and then all your relatives buy you something themed, like you once were watching a programme and you're like, oh, it's a cute penguin. And then your aunties and uncles buy you penguin mugs and pencil case.
Yeah.
With Marcus, obviously, that thing is cheese. Now, he does love cheese, yes. But for your birthday, I got you a cheese birthday cake of different cheeses on top of each other. He got about 6 cheese subscriptions for his birthday. Mm-hmm. People buying him just a whole cheese.
Right. Yeah, so much cheese.
So you have become half cheese.
It was astonishing. I am at least half cheese. Just put some pickle on my lap and I'm good to go. And I will be judging at the World Cheese Awards. I can't. I have to pull my jumper down because I'm so conscious of my weight at the moment because I'm trying to lose weight.
Right.
But I'll be judging at the World Cheese Awards again this year out in Portugal.
Do you have to spit it out afterwards? Or
well,
now swallow?
You see, you've raised a big thing. So the really experienced judges, the first time I did it, said, you should probably spit some of it out. And I was like, no way. Even an average cheese is worth eating.
Yes.
And I judged 40 cheeses in one morning and spat none of them.
Oh, you'd have a lot of clag in your throat.
Yeah.
Well, they're very,
it was
they're
too
very
much.
Bad for the old vocals, aren't they? Mm. That's that and cheese. If I eat that and cheese, cheese and cheese. That's your world, cheese and cheese. Yeah. You'd like cheese?
Cheese?
Some more cheese,
cheese
please.
On, yes, please.
Cheese and chocolate, the night before a show, I'll be phlegmy for the first time.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, really bad for you.
The night before?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
All the dairy, I think.
Yeah, I
ate it. I love cheese.
Love cheese.
So are you supporting the fitness regime, the diet regime? What are you
supposed
to call it? Both, really, isn't it? Yeah, I am trying to support it. It's tricky because we're coming at it from different ends in that Marcus has an incredible diet. Like, he eats really healthy food. Like,
yeah, but in massive quantities.
Whereas I eat in small quantities, but 80% cake. Like, right. So
I wonder which is, well, yes, that's interesting.
His diet is definitely healthier. It's just
that's
not.
So interesting. That's a great take on the two extremes of trying to eat healthily.
Yeah.
Eat little, but not much is good for me, but I eat little, so does it matter because I need some food?
Yeah.
And you're eating loads of healthy stuff, but just like truckloads,
if
too much.
If two people were eating what I eat, they'd be incredibly healthy.
Wow.
If you combined my eating and your eating, you'd get...
That's literally what we're trying to achieve.
That's what we're trying to achieve. I'm trying to eat more of the healthy, yeah, varied, interesting food that he eats. Mm. And he's trying to eat more the amount,
yeah,
that I...
But we've got a two-year-old in the house, which makes it incredibly difficult because he never finishes anything.
Right.
So there's always nice-looking stuff that's half finished on a plate.
Is this really the tricky kid with all the tractors?
Yeah.
Yeah,
all the
noisy toys.
And all the tractors,
yeah,
and all the noisy toys.
Yeah, yeah,
I wish,
yeah,
we brought that in on the podcast, don't we? We talk about, yeah, this one that does stand out as... and I have spoken to my best friend who bought it for us and said, look, we are going to take the mick out of this on the podcast. But she did say when she gave it to him for his birthday, like... There you go, Billy. And she said sorry to us, like, as she gave it to us.
Because she ran out the door.
Yeah,
she
basically
ran for the hills.
And the music that comes out of that thing, and you can't switch it off.
I know, and you don't know where it is,
pop,
you can't switch it off.
It's so
straight
loud.
Out of a bad margarita
disco
bar in Magaluf.
The thing, yeah, and it moves around. And it's mainly that it doesn't go off.
Yeah, I know. We have the same thing. We have the same thing in our house. I don't know what it is. I don't know where it is. I've never seen it. I didn't buy it, but I can hear it all the time. Yeah.
Still chatting to you. There's a Thomas the Tank Engine track that we've got that sort of reminds the child that they could be playing with it 5 minutes after they've stopped.
Have you got another thing like that? A tracky track thing?
Cranky the Crane.
That's it, Cranky the Crane.
Yes. He pipes up about 5 minutes later and just goes, oi! Scoot your caboose. And then you, what? Where's that come from?
But can I say, I was disappointed on your behalf for the talking Paddington you have that isn't voiced by Ben Whishaw.
I know.
What's that about?
He's done all the voicing, but not that toy.
See, now I'm thinking, how did that happen? Right. First of all, you know, let's get over the fact. We can't get over it. Let's just part the disappointment,
yeah,
juggernaut in the corner that, yeah, it's not Ben Whishaw. But why didn't that happen? Was it a cost thing? Was it an availability thing? Was it beneath Ben? I'm just thinking, I don't know how that toy didn't have
doesn't have
Ben Whishaw's voice in it.
Because it
does sound like Ben Whishaw.
Not the same.
Definitely not the same.
I can run a bit like Usain Bolt. a little bit.
It's definitely an actor who, they've put the casting call out and they've gone, can anyone do a Ben Whishaw alike? And he's gone, yes.
Well, I thought you did quite a good Ben Whishaw alike.
Well, very disappointingly, I wasn't even seen for it, Chris.
Well, you should be. You're good at secretly, you're good at voices, aren't you?
I do voices. Big, big fan of Jeremy Vine, 288 to 91. I shouldn't say that on this radio station,
yeah,
should
I?
Oh, fine.
He's on the telly at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. He won't know. His producer has been mad keen for Rachel and I to go on the Jeremy Vine show and do Jeremy Vine
at
with Rachel
Jeremy
doing
Vine.
The callers.
It's like when Rob Brydon did Ken Bruce's show on April the 1st for the first hour.
And it was amazing.
It was amazing.
So many people fell for it.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Love music? Love interviews with lovely musicians? Search Virgin Radio UK on YouTube to find brilliant album specials with some of the shiniest lights on our playlist, including George Ezra.
This is going to be something I'll remember, and that's a really lovely thing. I don't think I was able to do that in the past.
And James Bay. Come on, let
it go. Don't you agree that everybody needs someone when they feel alone?
Watch all that and more at youtube.com/Virgin Radio UK.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, so what else? I mean, you're up against, but the pool of podcasting couples, that's an interesting dynamic, isn't it? So my favourites are Chris and Rosie, obviously,
for obvious
reasons.
King and queen of married couples.
They just go
podcasting.
They go and do their podcast in arenas, and people buy tickets in their tens of thousands to watch them do the podcast. Well, that's not bad.
They've absolutely nailed that thing of the intimacy of a podcast whilst also being incredibly funny.
Yeah, but being so candid.
Exactly. Yeah, they are out there.
Do they have a secret candid? Do they have a secret candid pair of characters, or is that really them? Because they are so ridiculously candid.
Think it's them.
I think you're right. I don't think you can keep it up for that long, can you?
No, I think. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think it would be really, really hard if they were faking.
Yeah, trying to draw lines here and there, will, we won't. We'd say that, but not that. I think you just have to have an open book.
All right, and then there's the Crouching Clancy podcast.
Oh yeah,
which is fantastic.
That, is that good?
Yeah, I would say I was trying to think where you if there were like three political parties, you three couples were the political parties of podcasting, who'd be centrist, who'd be right of centre, who'd be left of centre. Did you do any couples research on listening to podcasts?
We listened to a few, so like Joel Dommett and Hannah.
Right, I haven't heard that one.
It's really funny. It's hilarious. She is really
pressure on for you too?
Yes.
Okay.
Joel, it's funny. Because Joel had so many female fans, you know, and then he got together with Hannah. Yeah. And I think she's so stunning, obviously a model. And he was like, but the main thing is, like, she's so funny.
Well, like Abby.
And everyone's hilarious. Like, oh, sure.
Abby's really
so funny. Yeah. Abby's, yeah. So, like...
And my favourite bit one of my favourite bits of Peter and Abby's is when she gets a new carpet for the hall.
Yeah.
And she just won't let anybody come in through the front door because it's a new carpet. Nobody's allowed in through the front. Nobody.
Did she consider one of those plastic runways that were all the rage in the 70s?
Had all the plastic, you know, all the packaging.
All covered up.
In the best room.
Nice.
All right, so where else might you go? Because on the first episode, you set out a would-be agenda, don't you, for conversations?
Yeah, yeah,
where else might we be going?
Well, everywhere, basically. I mean, I've just pickled my first onions over the weekend.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
How was that?
Well.
You know what they go perfectly with, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
This at is the not moment, helping your diet at all.
At the moment, they're going perfectly with all of the low-calorie options that I'm choosing to add a bit of kind of... I need big flavours when I'm on a diet.
Right, so I pickled red onions
and it's beautiful and it's bright pink.
Marcus
so we'll
is genuinely eating
that.
A lot of pickled things on their own, aren't you? You're having a lot of pickled gherkins, sort of standing in the kitchen, lonely eating.
There's nothing lonely about it, Rachel. You're watching.
Have you pickled any eggs?
I haven't yet, but do you know what?
It's a matter of time.
I love a pickled egg.
Now, have you ever had the Scotch egg with a pickled egg in the middle?
No, I haven't.
There is a thing.
But I want it.
I think it's a Manchester egg. I think it's a pickled egg covered in black pudding. It's a big move, that.
OMG.
We tried the toothpaste egg over the weekend. Have you tried the toothpaste egg?
No.
So you cover an egg in toothpaste.
Yes, I've seen this.
And then you after 24 hours, you wash the toothpaste off the egg and the shell comes off. And then what you're left with is the rest of the egg, but somehow it's gone rubbery. So you can see the yolk rattling around in it.
What?
It's like silly putty, but it's an actual egg.
And it does work. Through.
Yes, and it does work. When I say it does work, we're still at the toothpaste stage.
Okay. All right. All right.
Is this a TikTok thing?
I think probably it is,
I want video evidence of it actually working because I imagine just a minty...
Have you had an Oppenheimer chat on your show?
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought you had.
Well, we're not getting into was a piece of art that someone made good or bad. Like you were talking about the Amy Winehouse film this morning, right?
And thanks for
the critics sort of universally going, oh, no.
Yeah.
And you saw
it. I really enjoyed it.
So, you know, we're mostly not going, this piece of art that someone made is good or bad, because it's not that kind of review.
It's not a traditional review show. We're reviewing things in our lives. So, for example, we're not reviewing the TV show Gladiators, but we do review the experience of watching Gladiators as a three-generational household.
Let's not say three generations.
I love that.
We're the same generation.
No, sorry about that.
Especially not when it
comes
to Gladiator.
She's in her 30s and you're heading towards 60 pounds. Nothing wrong with that. You can't claim same generation.
I've only just turned 50. I am heading towards 60, but not in a
hurry. Are you heading towards 50?
I haven't even...
When you pass Birmingham going north, are you heading towards Birmingham or Manchester?
Yeah.
By one inch.
I can see the signs for Manchester.
Yeah, Leeds.
But especially the age difference felt keen when it came to Gladiators.
Of course.
Because I was so the Gladiators generation. I grew up from a like it was it hit exactly when I
you're
was
claiming
like
it as yours, are
four
you?
Or five.
Interesting.
And I watched it every weekend that it was on through the entirety of it happening, and I didn't know how obsessed I was with it until watching the new series of it. Jeez. And I was like, oh right, so I can see that he's the equivalent of Cobra. He's got the sort of like sense of humor thing about him. She's the equivalent of Lightning. Where's the catchphrase? Where's the signature move? Oh, she's doing that. Saber's doing that. Like, I was like, oh, I'm very I've got all these like latent memories I didn't realise.
Who was the person you suddenly gave me about a 10-minute detail of? The person who'd been on it and then became one or something?
Eunice Huthart.
You see? Do you see what I mean?
Eunice Huthart was a contestant who was on Gladiator. She did really, really well.
Became a gladiator.
Became a gladiator. And she had this really dramatic injury as well, which sort of added to the story, which she came back from.
Hang on a minute, Mark. I mean, they're looking for celeb gladiators now. For the new celeb.
Is this goal what you're secretly for your trying for?
Well, it depends when.
Is this why you're on a protein kind of.
Let's see how this fitness drive goes. I'm not afraid of stuff like that. I did the jump.
You did the jump. By the way, were you on the last ever series of the jump?
First series of the jump, made it to the final, broke my leg.
How did anybody not break anything on that show?
Literally no. So the
that's
two,
why they had to stop it, wasn't it?
The two end finalists.
The jump, that'll go down in TV lore.
It's amazing. There were three of us in the final, and the other two were little Joe McKeldry. Do you remember Joe McKeldry?
Not so far to fall.
He was fabulous. No, exactly. And amazing undercover reporter. Anyway, he was a substitute and they put them in. So it was just the three of us and then I broke my leg.
And did they get buys to the final?
Yes. Well, no, not straight in.
That's the way to do it, isn't it?
Not straight in. But yeah, I mean, Darren Goff broke three ribs and snapped his hamstring. Redgrave broke his ribs and his finger.
A lot of things to break,
insane
by the way.
That show existed, isn't it?
Like, Flash Gordon broke his shoulder, right? Sam broke his shoulder before the show had even gone to air.
That's strong.
And then phoned me about a year later from Mexico. He does private security, right, for people in Mexico.
You can actually book Flash Gordon. Sam J. Jones.
To be your private security in Mexico. And I got a call. I was in the car with a friend, right? And he just went, Marcus, it's Sam! And I was like, I'm sorry, mate. I don't know who this is. It's Flash! And I got a call in my car from Flash Gordon. I was over the moon.
Well done.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Good times.
We're out of time talking about good times, but that was a great time. Give us another minute on people. Listen to the podcast. Do you video it? Do you film it?
Yeah, we're filming bits.
Okay, it's called How Was It For You? It is called How Was It For You, episode 1 and 2 out now from wherever you get your podcast. Vassos claims to have heard episode 3.
Yeah, it turns out it was episode 2, the one with the opposite, Oppenheimer.
I knew that. And he said, I've seen episode 3. I said, there isn't an episode 3. He says, no, there isn't for the public, but there is for us. I'm like, no, there's not. So you haven't done it yet, but he's heard it.
He's heard it.
He's got future ears. Yeah.
So if you're asking us anything, actually ask him.
He's got the audio equivalent of a crystal ball.
You do a very good Boris Johnson when you're complaining about children in the theatre. Theater. And Rachel, you do a very good Theresa May, which I didn't even know was a thing.
Right.
I do try my Theresa May every so often, yes.
Your Theresa May is when she was very much at the end of her time.
I made you do Theresa May the week that she had a very sore throat.
How do you do that? What you're doing now?
I don't know how I do it. I can't explain the method, but it seems that it's something I have in me, as it were.
No deal is better than a bad
deal.
No deal is better than a bad deal.
Any deal. Any deal will be fine. Oven ready deal. I'll take.
What was her catchphrase?
I'll take almost anything.
Let me be very clear.
Then she wasn't.
Let me be very clear, but not from a throaty point of view.
No, exactly.
That's a very good Boris.
Because it doesn't
sound like an impression of a Boris. It sounds like Boris.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people need an impression of Boris, but that's a good one.
You have to sort of your shoulders have to sort of drop, and your whole body has to slump, like your body's saying, stop this.
Well, don't ever stop it. Congratulations, well done. How was it for you?
So great.
So nice, thank you.
Joy, thanks for having us.
Have you been on this morning, talking about it?
No.
I'm going on this morning. Come with us, we'll just do a...
Great, we'll just go straight through.
We'll jump on, shall we?
Nice.
All right, great. Thanks for being here.
Thank you both. You're both lovely people,
very funny people. Podcast, How Was It For You? Episodes 1 and 2, out now from wherever you get your podcast. New EPs... episodes. Released every Wednesday.
Craving some great 80s music? Play Virgin Radio 80s Plus. On DAB digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, and at virginradio80splus.co.uk. I got my mind set on you.
Even if we're just dancing in the dark. Love Chris Evans.
Woo!
Love the 80s.
Virgin Radio
80s Plus.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.